In the gospel reading today, as Our Lady and Saint Joseph found our Blessed Lord in the temple, and they spoke to him about how in sorrow they had been searching for him, he asked them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" That's something then that we need to consider. Everything that Jesus did, obviously, because he's God, was the will of God. And what he was doing was seeking always what was most perfect, most pleasing to his Heavenly Father. He is our Heavenly Father as well. And so we have to ask ourselves, do I seek what is pleasing to God? That's a difficult one for us because usually we seek what is pleasing to ourselves. Maybe if we have some charity, we seek what is pleasing to people around us. But even sometimes when we do that, it's because we want them to be happy with us. So we're seeking something for them, but we're really seeking it for ourselves. Jesus wasn't interested in anything for himself. He was only interested in doing the will of God. He was interested in serving people, but that was because it was the will of God. He wasn't interested in trying to get people to like him. He wasn't interested in what people thought of him. He wasn't trying to butter anybody up. We see this even with his own parents. As much as he loved our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph, it was seeking God first. And so all of us need to be able to do that same thing. We love our spouses, we love our children, we love our parents. We have to be about doing the will of God. One can see that somewhat easily, for instance, if someone might have, say, a vocation to religious life. They have to walk away from their parents, from their family, especially if they go into a contemplative order and they're going to be cloistered. That's very, very difficult. In fact, if you ask the nuns, they will tell you that the most difficult thing for the young nuns is dealing with the family situation. They're not able to see their parents. They're not able to have the regular communication with them. And how difficult that is, but they have to say, "I must be about my Father's business." They have to put God first. And so too for each one of us. If your call is to the life of marriage, it is a vocation, it is a call from God. And so marrying this person and raising a family with this person is the will of our Heavenly Father. But within that, in our day-to-day life, we need to make sure also that what we are seeking is to do the will of God. That caring for this other person, trying to truly build that person up, love that person, that's what God's will is. But once again, in the practical, we have to ask ourselves, what is God's will for me right now? It would have seemed, and it would have been reasonable to assume, that the will of God back 2,000 years ago when Jesus was 12 is that he simply would have gone home with his parents. That wasn't God's will. It was God's will that he stayed there in the temple for 3 days. And so what sometimes seems obvious isn't always, which is why it's necessary for us to pray. To always seek the will of God and not just simply assume that we know the will of God. That's why our Lord tells us we must pray always. Because sometimes God's path isn't necessarily the one we're going to think that it should be. We assume that we know what it is because, well, he's called me to this, so therefore this is the way I'm supposed to walk. In a general way, that's true. But in particular, maybe not. So what is God's will for me today? What is God's will for me in this situation? What is God's will for me right now? We have to always be looking at those things, not just the general direction of our life, but we want to do God's will in all things. And the only way we can know God's will is through prayer, to seek it earnestly, which again sounds easy, but we have to admit we are very, very attached to our own will. We are happy to do God's will as long as He wants the same thing we wanted in the first place. But when God asks for something other than what we wanted, it's not so easy to do. So that's where the struggle comes for us. Do we really, honestly, truly want to do the will of God? Do we even want to know the will of God? Because once we know the will of God, then we have an obligation to follow it. That's exactly what we're called to do. That's exactly the lesson Jesus teaches us today. Did you not know that I must be about doing my Father's work?